Blog Talk Radio.
Of LA.
I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay?
She said, come over here, I got something to say.
You shouldn't be on TV acting that way.
I said, whoa,
you'd rather I be fake. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you could be a little bit more kind. And if you want folks to come to your church, we all gotta do some work to be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
Like there he is. They wanna remind you of what you did. Don't know why some people just won't forget. And some folks just won't let you live.
Oh, how quick they forget what they did.
Don't even remember who they did it with.
Shh, but that ain't none of my business.
Let me put it just like this. I wanna be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus.
independent and self-sufficient and chosen make up in this image. And I ain't talking hype, weight, facial features. I'm talking characteristics in common with his creatures. He didn't need us. He wasn't lonely. Trinitarian fellowship with his one and only. Do you know, homie, what it really means to be the divine image family we human beings? See, Genesis 1, verse 26 through 28 establishes who we is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the Summit with Adam Tuggle. Yes, we are live in the studio today in Jesus' name. Today we are going to be doing a very, very great show for you guys on today. I'm so blessed to be back in the city of Indianapolis, my home, back here. Had a great time in San Diego, California, even though still dealing with the pandemic that is going on right now. Was able to go and visit my family down in San Diego, California. Had a very, very great time. And that's why we weren't here last week. But I know that Spirit Alive continued on in Jesus' name. So we thank God for being here again on the Summit with Adam Tuggle in Jesus' name. On today, I want to first, before I jump into the topic today, I want to give out a very, very special prayer request for my very good friend, Jessica Weatherly King, who tragically lost one of her family members on this past week, and want to send up a very, very special prayer for her and her family, her mother, her sister, and her various loved ones in Jesus' name. Continue to pray for them in their time of bereavement in Jesus' name. Also, we want to just pray for everybody. We just want to give out prayer for everybody. I know everybody has going through this pandemic and different things like that. Maybe you've been going through times in your life, not necessarily the pandemic, but just dealing with emotional, mental, whatever issues you're dealing with in your life. And this is what this show is about today. This show today, this episode today, is here to encourage the souls on today. But today we're going to be talking about Master Still the Storm on today. And it was put in my spirit to do this on today, to encourage, in spite of what we're going through, in spite of what we're faced with, in spite of the pandemic, in spite of losing loved ones, to just encourage us to know that God is still able. He's still on the throne, still doing exceedingly and abundantly, more than we can ever ask or think. He's still being the great God that he is in spite of. You may not have much money in the bank like you would like to. You may not have the car that you want. You may not have the house that you want. You may not have whatever you might think you might need or might want. You may not have that yet, but I guarantee you, if you keep on pressing and if you keep on asking the Master to still the storm, he will still the storm. It takes me to the scripture where Jesus calmed the storm. And this was a natural storm that Jesus and his disciples were in the midst of. And, you know, Jesus was asleep at the bottom of this ship, and how the disciples were frantic. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but the disciples were frantic, and they went down to the bottom of this ship and, you know, asked Jesus, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And Jesus simply, while he was sleeping, you know what? Even in that, we see that we read that Jesus was asleep in the boat, and he was, you might seem like, well, in my life, you know, when I ask him for to do this or ask him to do that or ask him to show mercy upon this or that situation, we see that Jesus hasn't answered yet. But yet we wonder and we're asking God, why am I still going through this? Why am I still doing this? Why am I still going through that, Lord? And we don't get an answer yet. But the Master is still on board with us. There's a song called Riding Through the Storm. And we have to understand that we must go through the storm to make sure that we have a testimony. In Jesus' name. We have to understand that when we go through the storms of life, that Jesus is yet still there, even though he may not answer us right then and there, that he's still there, that he's still there. He said he would never leave us and that he would never forsake us, that he would even be with us even until the end of the earth. He said that even if we make our bed in hell, he's there.
This is one sign.
So when we're looking at this and when we see what God is doing, you know, we go through different tests and trials in our life. And we see that, hey, things may not be going the way I want them to go, or things may not be, flowing the way I want them to flow or whatever. But just know that the Lord is still there. We might, and in this life, y'all, I'm here to tell you that in this life, we're going to lose loved ones. It's a part of life. Not saying that I'm not, when I say that, I'm saying it like this. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pleasant. Some days it's not going to be a flower bed of ease through life. I heard, a motivational speaker by the name of Eric Thomas say, if life was easy, or if something was easy, everybody would do it. And that's a true statement. When you're talking about life, and you're talking about the things that we go through in life, it's hard sometimes going through life. It's very hard sometimes going through life. Very, very hard sometimes going through the life that we live. But let me tell you something. Just as the Bible says in Philippians, can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. We can make it through the battle. We can make it through the test. We can make it through the trial any time that the Lord is there. And he's there always. Like I said before, if he said, even if you make your bed in hell, he's there. If you make your bed in hell, he's there. He said he would never, ever leave you, and he would never forsake you. But you have to understand, and we have to understand, that the Master, doing just like he did with the disciples, and just because he does not answer us when we want him to answer us does not mean that he does not hear us. Does not mean that he's not working things out. Because even though sometimes we might go through an issue and we might say, well, God, where are you? Doesn't mean that God's not there. Doesn't mean that God's not there. If God wasn't there, let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. We are breathing the breath of life. Amen. We're breathing the breath of life in us. We have the breath of life in us. We're breathing the Lord's breath inside of us. And the Lord said, when he put life into Adam, when he breathed the life, he was there. Now, he said if you make your bed in hell, he's still there. So from the beginning of your life, even until the eternity, whether you make it to heaven or to hell, he's there. Amen. So in those moments, remember this, that without God, you wouldn't even be living without him. So that can encourage you to enough to know that, well, the Lord is always going to be there. The Lord is always going to be here. No matter who says what, no matter who does what, the Lord is always, always going to be here with me and for me. And he is going to be the one that makes sure that I get to where I need to get to in my life. There is nobody else like him. There is none like him. There's no one that can help you like he can. So I encourage you today that you just have to ask the master to steal the storm. I don't care what you're faced with. I don't care what you're going through today. I don't care what you're going through tomorrow, next week, next year. This has been a trying, trying year to everybody because of the pandemic, because of our financial crisis that we're in, because of everything that we went through this year. A whole lot of people have lost a lot of loved ones. And it's not necessarily because of the pandemic. We have people losing their lives senselessly. But that does not mean that God is still not good because we've lost loved ones, because we've lost things. What the devil, and I'm here to tell you, what the devil meant for bad, God can turn it around for your good. Amen. I pray that if you've lost a loved one on today, I pray that your heart be well, that he heal that empty and void place. Yes, it will take time. It will take time. But gradually, if you keep your eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, I say it all the time, that he will keep your mind peace, whose mind is stayed upon him. If you keep your mind on Jesus, see, the devil will try to play with your mind and try to get you on off course in your mind, because actually the mind is the battlefield. You don't believe me? The devil and the Lord himself will speak to you will speak to your mind and tell you, hey, you can make it. The word of God, the angels in heaven, they will minister to your mind. That's why he said, if you keep your mind stayed upon me, keep your mind in perfect peace, his mind is stayed upon him. If you keep, now, is that talking every day? Oh, every time something comes out of your mouth, is always Jesus, 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 24/7? No, I'm not talking about that. When you're on the phone with the light company, do you got to say, well, Jesus paid it all? No, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is that whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, glorifying, edifying the name of Jesus. You have to edify and glorify the name of Jesus at all times in every area of your life. While going through the tests and the trials, because if the tests and the trials are not meant to break us, they're not meant to break us, but they're meant to make us. They're meant to make us. They're meant to. They don't. You know, the tests and the trials don't define who we are, but it helps make us who we are. Amen. They help. It helps make us who we are.
It doesn't define who we are, but it helps make us who we are.
Amen.
The Lord Himself is a keeper. He's a keeper. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, the Bible says. He will reward you if you're seeking Him in every situation that you're faced with. If you only seek Him, that's why we have to ask the Master to heal everything. That's why the woman with the issue of blood had to crawl to Jesus. She said, but if I can just touch but the hem of His garment, I know I'll be made whole. So if we can spiritually touch the hem of His garment, we'll be made whole. You ever heard of that child rhyme, the nursery rhyme? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But when we fall, Jesus can put the broken pieces back together again. When we fall, or when we get down on our face, the Lord can help us by ministering to us, by telling us we can make it, by giving us scriptures like Philippians 4 and 13. Amen. He can give us scriptures. He can send a scripture your way that will minister to your soul because He loves you that much. And He's keeping His word when He sends ministering angels your way, or He puts a scripture in your mind. He's keeping His word. He's keeping His word. Sometimes when we don't hear Him, that's a blessing. And a lot of people, a lot of people that are saints, they don't like to hear the word no from the Lord. Or they don't like to hear the word wait. Saints don't like to hear the word no or the word wait. All they want to hear is yes. They hear yes as a blessing and no as a, wait a minute, Lord, now hold up, Lord, now. You said that You would be there for me, so why are You telling me no? Look, my brother said it best. My brother, he said, sometimes no is the blessing. Sometimes no, the word no from the Lord, is the blessing. I'm going to say that one more time because sometimes no is the blessing. You might say, well, I don't understand why I got to wait so long for a husband. I don't understand why I got to wait so long for a wife. I don't understand why I got to wait so long for me to get a new house. I don't understand why. Maybe you're not ready for the blessing yet. Do you understand that we alter our blessings sometimes? We're here to encourage. But this is what the Lord is giving me right now. Sometimes we can alter our blessings or delay them because we don't want to wait. We can mess up our true blessing, the blessing that God has for us. We can mess that up by not waiting. We can mess it up by trying to do it. Oh, well, Lord, You're taking too long, so I'm going to fix it myself. No, the Lord didn't tell you to do that. Lord told you to wait. So why don't you listen to the Lord and wait? Waiting right now. Waiting is the best thing you could ever do right now. The Bible says, wait, I say, on the Lord.
Be of good courage. Be of good courage. But wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Just stay. Stand still. The Bible says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Another scripture comes to mind. The Bible says, oh, taste and see. One of the old mothers from my former church used to say, yum, yum. Yum, yum. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. We have to trust. A lot of us don't trust the Lord. And I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to bring it out. A lot of us don't trust him like we say we do. We get up in testimony service. Oh, I trust the Lord. Oh, I trust him. And then when the test comes to trust him, we don't understand why we got to wait. Or why we got to do this. Or why we got to do that, Lord. Why we got to do that. Ain't no time. Look, just like a parent don't like their child questioning them, the Lord don't like you questioning him. I'm just going to say it. The Lord don't like you questioning him. And you can delay your blessing. Don't you know you can delay your blessing for questioning the Lord? Well, my son and my daughter ain't got it yet. I'm going to sit here and wait a while, and I'm going to let them understand why I got them waiting. It's a test of their faith. I'm going to let them go. I'm going to let them see what they're missing. It's more of a blessing if they wait. I'm just going to let them see. I'm going to see if they're going to understand it. I'm going to see if they're going to get it. And he waits. But yet, in the midst of it, we question him. We ask why. Now, it's okay. There's a difference between asking him why and charging him foolishly why. Asking him why. Charging him foolishly. Asking him why. Some of us charge God foolishly by asking him why. And we have become the ones that charge him foolishly. There's a difference. And this is what the Lord has given to me. There's a difference between asking God why, and then there's a difference between asking him why and then charging him foolishly asking him why. There's a difference. Big difference. Let me show you. Asking him why you have to go through this and asking him foolishly, charging him foolishly, and asking him why. Why is it two different things? Because, number one, if you're asking him why, okay, Lord, why am I, you're just asking the Lord, why am I going through this? Is this for me to understand something? Is it for my faith? You're asking him a question. And that's not charging God foolishly. That's just asking God a question. Why? That's the difference between, oh, God, why I got to go through this? Oh, Lord, I've been waiting for this long, and you know what? I'm just going to fix it myself. That's charging God foolishly, and that's just stupid. I'm sorry. That's stupid. That's dumb. I'm not calling nobody stupid on this airways now, but that charging him foolishly is crazy. Spiritually, you ain't supposed to be doing it because you're delaying your blessing. You're delaying what God has for you by doing that, and it's stupid. It's stupid if somebody does that and they charge God foolishly, and they wondering why. Because God has a divine will and he has a permissive will. His permissive will says, I really don't want you to have this because you keep asking me for it. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. But you got to lay in the bed of affliction that you set for yourself once you take this. And I'm going to let you lie in them just to think about what you're going about to go through. I'm going to let you lay in this bed of affliction, whatever affliction it might be. You got to go through the consequences of it. Scientifically, it states that with every action, there's a reaction. Oh, don't nobody want to say amen. I brought my amens with me. But we have to understand, we have to understand that if we go through life, as we go through life, we have to understand not to charge God foolishly. And not to, you, the word wait can be a blessing. Don't you know? Look, I'm going to use this example. Picture yourself, and I really want you to picture this, because this is the way the Lord's giving it to me right now. Picture yourself at a crossroad. You're in your car. Those that drive will understand. Picture yourself at a crossroad, and you're about to make a turn into the intersection that you're trying to go to get to where you're going, to your destination. Amen? And the light is red, but you want to go because you're tired and you're ready to go home and you're ready to go home and go get in the bed. Amen? And that light is saying, first it said yellow while you were pulling up to the thing. You're like, okay, well, if I go on this yellow light, I could probably make it. But that yellow light is saying, slow down. But you keep going faster. Then it turns red. And you find yourself going out into the middle of that street, and a car comes and hits you. You cause that accident by not listening to that light. That's the same thing with the Lord. If the Lord is telling you wait or no right now, you could be avoiding a spiritual car crash. But because you wanted to go, because you didn't want to listen to the voice of the Lord, or because you didn't want to listen to him, you caused a spiritual car crash in your life because you wanted to be disobedient. Now you got to deal with the consequences of that crash. You got to pay. Now, you not only have consequences might be, if you're in a physical car crash, the consequences of you going out there in the middle of that street when that light said red and you chose to dive out there anyway, the consequences of it is you could lose your life. Amen. You could lose your car. Your car could be so tore up that it can't drive no more. And you gotta be looking for another car. On top of that, you could be paying the other person's car. So now, and your insurance goes up. So there's a lot of factors you got to look into doing stuff like that. All because you wanted to be disobedient and go out there in the middle of that street just to get home, just because you said you were sleepy, but you couldn't wait to get home. It's the same exact thing spiritually. Lord telling you to wait on that man. Lord telling you to wait on that woman. The Lord telling you to wait on that car. The Lord telling you to wait on that house. The Lord telling you to wait. Wait to be called into the ministry. I don't know why I'm going here. But the devil says, oh, no, call yourself. You all right. You can preach. You can preach. Don't you know gifts and callings come without repentance? Gifts and callings come without repentance. You do not have to have the Holy Ghost to preach. You do not have to have the Holy Ghost to prophesy. Gifts and callings come without repentance. That does not mean you have repentance. That does not mean you have an anointing just because you can preach. You can sound so eloquent and preach something. You can say Jesus wept and sound so magnolious, like you know how to preach Genesis to Revelation, don't know a thing. You're so educated, you become an educated fool. Amen? So don't fall into the trap of where, oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. You can do that. The Lord ain't going to get you. Yo, on one hand, it seemed like you need to wait, or something in your spirit telling you to wait, but your flesh and the devil telling you, no, go ahead. And you know it's the Lord. Some of us know it's the Lord, but we don't want to wait. I don't know where I'm getting this from, but I do know where I'm getting this from. Because we were talking about Master Still the Storm. Yeah, Master Still the Storm of my disobedience. Master Still the Storm. Calm me down when I want to do something foolish, when I want to do something out of hesitation. You better pray about the thing. Just because you see somebody else doing it don't mean you need to do it. I have my two youngest boys. I'll say all three of them. As soon as one does something, the other two want to follow. Or one person gets something, they all want the same exact thing. Because it looks good. Or because they got it, I want it. We cannot be that way spiritually. We can't. Because if we're that way spiritually, I promise you, it's going to be a problem. A massive, massive problem to everybody involved, especially for the person that's doing it. The Lord is trying to help you avoid, or help me, I help everybody avoid a major problem when he says no or wait. The disciples got fearful. They said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He cared. And even when he was down at the bottom of the boat, he still knew what was going on. That's the good thing about the Lord. He still knows. He knew that they were in trouble, but they got fearful. And a lot of times when we do things unexpectedly like that, or we don't want to wait, because we do it out of fear. We do it out of fear. We fear that we're not going to have enough time to enjoy it. We fear that we're not going to see it at all. And I'm going to use this example. There's one thing, and there's one thing that I know for a certainty that women look forward to. They get married. Amen. They want that wedding. They want that, all of that. And some women, I ain't gonna say all women, but some women will go through everything to, and some men will do it too. I ain't just gonna say the women either. Some men will go through a lot. Some men and some women will go through a lot to keep what they think is so-called love in their life. Just to have somebody say that they love them. Just to have somebody say that they love them. But you have to learn how to be content and ask the Master to still the storm. Ask him, because he'll do it. He'll still the storm for you. He'll still the storm for me. He will still every single storm in your life, just like he did for the disciples on that ship. And he only said, I believe it was three little words: peace be still. Three little words. Might seem minute to some people, but it was real big, because it calms the storm. that storm ceased at the matter of at the drop of a dime. Storm ceased, and it was done for. But I love the fact that we can call upon the name of the Lord, and He'll answer. There's an old song that says, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise." Hey, thank you, Jesus. We have to rest on His promise. Because His promises, oh, His promises are great. His promises are great. His promises. When He promises you something, He will make sure that His promise is dead on accurate and that it will be fulfilled, because He said before any jot or tittle of that word become void, heaven and earth will pass away. So if He promised it to you, if He promised it to you, know that He's going to do it. Just know that by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, you'll understand it better by and by. But He will be there. He's still there. He's there right now. Even though you can't hear Him, even though He hasn't answered you yet, He's still working. He's still working it out. Don't charge God foolishly. Wait on the Lord. In everything, wait on the Lord. The Master will still every single storm for you. Every single storm. Today we find that this world, in this world today, that I see in my life, in my living, my 32 years of living, I have seen and I've heard a lot in 32 years, and I haven't lived that long. But in my 32 years of living, I know that God is able. And I know that God can do everything but fail me. There's two things God can't do. Out of everything, you might say, well, there's two things God can't do? Yes, there's two things that God can't do and won't do. Out of everything He can do, there's only two things He can't and won't do, for that matter. He can't lie, and He will never fail. Those are the two things He cannot do, is lie and fail. Promised it to you. Or if He just said wait, sometimes, like I said, sometimes wait is the blessing. Sometimes no is the blessing. No, and let me tell y'all something. Let me share this with you real quick before we wrap up here. Sometimes when we hear the word no from the Lord, we think that it's a guaranteed no. It might be no right then, but it may not be no down the road. Okay? It may not be your time yet. God might be saying no because He has something better for you than what you're asking for. So just remember that without God, nothing is possible, and with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name. I pray that you have a very, very blessed week. I pray that you are still having a very, very blessed weekend in Jesus' name. I've been off my job on vacation for 2 weeks, so I've definitely got me some rest and definitely enjoyed myself on my vacation. Next week I go back to work, but I'm thankful. And I also want to give a testimony, because as I'm talking to you about waiting. The Lord blessed me to be able to get, to me, it's new, my first car. And the reason why I say it's a blessing to me, because out of all I've been through in my life, out of all of the, some of y'all have heard me tell my testimony before, where I was diagnosed with heart disease at birth, and I was born with it. And I was told by doctors that I wouldn't be able to take care of myself, that I wouldn't be able to do this, and I wouldn't be able to do that, and I wouldn't be able to drive, and I wouldn't be able to do just a bunch of stuff. I had two strokes on my right side, so it caused me, with the strokes, it caused me to have a blood clot to my brain, and it erased all of my memory. So I had to learn how to do things over again. The minute things that we take for granted, I had to learn those things over again. I was told that my family, that my mom and my dad would take care of me for the rest of my life, that I would never live on my own. I've done that. I'm not only taking care of myself, I'm taking care of my wife and my children. I'm now driving. Amen. I'm now driving. Thankful. Because it's nothing but the grace of God. So, like I said, at the end of all of this, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. In Jesus' name. As it states in Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this is the only way to make it to heaven. This is the only way biblically to see the Lord's face in peace, in Jesus' name. On next week, we're going to be talking about, we've talked about it before. Well, I'm going to leave you in suspense. I'm going to leave you in suspense. I ain't even going to tell you what it is. I'm going to leave you in suspense. I'm going to leave you at the edge of your seat in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. Everybody at Spirit Alive Network, I love you guys. Continue to listen to the Spirit Alive Network. Bishop Cook, you're doing a very, very, very great job in Jesus' name. I know that the Lord is pleased with it in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you that listen. And continue to listen on this week to the Spirit Alive Network, because we got a lot of great shows coming your way on this week, as we do every week in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is The Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle in Jesus' name. God bless you in Jesus' name.